Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Reverse Cowboy.
Rick, if you're listening, pull your finger out.
Yeah, because we're incapable of making any business plans.
Yeah.
Come on, do it.
I'm the talent. He's got a laptop.
He's the talent. I'm the handler.
Yeah, you're the handler, yeah.
Yeah, and then
I'm
Rick,
actually that
you're the manager.
Badly behaved, really.
Not anymore. Oh. You have been.
Not really.
Yeah, you have.
When?
Not badly behaved in the terms of the world, but in terms of me, like, handling you. You've been a nightmare at times.
Have I?
Yeah.
Oh, it's good to know.
On that podcast where you were really drunk the other week, before you had the little existential crisis and said you're not going to drink anymore, which was a really good thing, you know, and I'm proud of you for doing it.
Thank you.
Yeah, but on that podcast, it's a really funny bit. I'm like, mate, fucking listen, you're not listening to anything I say. And you're going, the people love it. They love it. They love it when I'm like this. And I'm like, no, they don't.
No, I don't know. I don't think they do.
No, I don't think they do.
The people.
Yeah, what people?
Who on earth do I think I am?
Shireen and Christy Seaweed.
Right, are we on?
We're on.
This
reverse cowboy.
Episode 67.
We need a loop pedal.
All right, lads, we're back.
Lads and two girls,
we're back. And fucking Christy Seaweed, you dirty fucker.
He's out at sea looking for mermaids to fuck. Man.
I used to have a pair of brown Armani corduroy trousers. Yeah.
Off.
Yeah. No, I had two pairs because I wore them out. Until the cord was threadbare.
Right, yeah.
And then I got another pair.
You're like designer Oliver Twist.
Indie stage. I had an indie stage.
Indie guys didn't wear Armani.
No, but brown corduroys.
Yeah.
So it was like a cross indie.
Yeah, you're like posh indie.
Yeah.
There was a bar in Manchester back in the indie days. Well, not actually, sort of in the early 2000s. And it was called Cord, and everything in it was corduroy.
All the sofas
in it were corduroy. All the walls were corduroy.
That's nice.
It was a really good bar, actually. I miss
it's like
it.
When you go into a carpet shop, you know,
yeah.
Fucking lovely, all that fabric
the
around
smell.
You. Yeah, the smell's nice. It's in there, DZV smell. But I tell you where I like going. You know, the big next.
Next
all
at
the
home.
Furniture and stuff. Yeah, next at home.
I don't like Next.
No, I don't, but Fifi, for some reason, she keeps needing to collect or take back stuff. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but
me and
Bella wait in the front room section.
Or is it like a showroom?
Basically, I let her do what I probably wasn't allowed to do as a kid. I'll just say, take shoes off and jump on all the. I just want her to have fun at any time.
Yeah, you know, getting the beds at IKEA, I've done that before.
Everyone has pretended to.
No, I've not done that.
Oh, why? Yeah. That's the first thing I did.
Because I'm an original jokester.
Have you not pretended to have a shit in IKEA?
I've had a shit in IKEA.
Everyone's done that. Sat on the toilet.
No, I got in the bed before just to test the beds when I was buying a bed. Mm. And one of them was so comfortable that I was like, I don't know if I can get out. It took me a lot of effort to not fall asleep because I can fall asleep anywhere.
Well, unwittingly, someone messaged me randomly about a year ago and said, mate, you're on fucking so-and-so's YouTube channel. And I was like, what? And I looked and it was this...
Stinson Hunter.
No, not... He's my mate, Stinson.
Is he?
Yeah, he's mad, but he's my pal. Yeah, because...
I hope you weren't on his YouTube channel.
No, I wasn't on his YouTube channel. So I looked at it and then I remembered it. I was in IKEA once and there was a fucking bloke on a go-kart just flying around IKEA.
Well, like for YouTube likes.
For YouTube likes. But I've jumped in front of the go-kart and said to him,
What are you doing?
I cycling Mikey'd him. No, but in a good way. I was like, mate, what are you doing? He said, oh, I'm just going around here on my go-kart. And I said, oh, that's wicked. Like,
can I have a go?
Yeah, I didn't ask for a go. I don't know why I didn't ask for a go. But I didn't even really know he was filming.
Yeah, okay. But you're in it.
I didn't clock a camera.
Wow.
And I'm saying to him, how fast can it go? Yeah. What, are you allowed to? And they're like, no. And I
said, how many gears it got?
But I'm proper. And then I just forgot him.
What was he in the basement bit?
Where no, he was like, in proper IKEA on a go-kart.
What a fucking...
He must have gone in...
Carried it up the stairs.
Into a lift.
Wow.
Gone up. I should probably watch it. But the kid who messaged me, and I was like, yeah, that is me, but what are you doing? Watch it, like...
Yeah.
The question for you now is, what are you doing with your free time?
But it was Dave Laxty looking for more content.
Watching
you.
Fucking YouTubers. Yeah, well, there's some content for you, Dave. Watching YouTubers go around IKEA on a go-kart.
I would like to see that briefly.
No, I'll tell
it
you
popped
what,
up.
I'll tell you what is good. Do you know who Mr. Beast is?
Yeah, he's the most popular YouTuber in the world.
I'm not surprised. They're wicked.
Yeah, he does cool stuff with his money, doesn't he?
Well, cool stuff. He's got so much money.
Yeah.
He's got so much money now. He earns like £1 billion a year or whatever. Yeah. He's like joke money.
He actually seems like a decent guy, though.
Yeah, he can do anything. Mm. So he bought a supermarket and he said to a bloke, you can live in there. Everything you need is in there. Like, once it goes, but I'm giving you 10 grand a day. So the bloke stays in this supermarket.
See how long he can stay.
Yeah, but every day he has to sell £10,000 worth of stuff back to Mr. Beast.
How? What do you mean?
So every day he stays in there, he gets 10 grand.
Yeah.
Yeah? But the twist is that to get the 10 grand, you have to beep, 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 10 grand's worth of stuff.
So he's just on the tills constantly?
Until the supermarket's empty.
But how many hours does it take to do 10 grand's worth of stuff for you?
Well, first day he does like two tellies, beep, beep. And the second day he does like all the cat food, beep, 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 beep. So eventually he starts running out of stuff.
I mean, I thought I liked this Mr. Beast guy, but what's he playing at there? That's like psychological.
No, it's good, because and then he donates all the stuff to charity anyway. Mm. Eventually, this bloke's just in there missing his family for 10 grand a day.
Like putting carrots through individually because he's run out of expensive shit.
Yeah, but he starts building. He starts going mad after a bit. He starts getting like cabin fever. He starts like building a house within the supermarket.
Using
like the shelves and...
He just goes feral.
He builds like a wall of water bottles. Fucking makes a den with toilet rolls.
Oh, he never recovered from this.
It's the bollocks. Mr. Beast is the man.
No, he did something else mental. He did like some sort of like Hunger Games style.
Yeah, Squid Games he did.
Yeah, he did one of them.
Recreated Squid Games.
He's doing all the things and more that you would hope that you would do if you had unlimited money.
He's doing what a YouTuber should do because he's got the money.
I saw one where he went to like the mall. Yeah, which is, you know, where we all want to go, but we'll never go.
Yeah.
And he went to the mall with his mates and they accidentally drove into someone's car when they were parking, did a dent on it, whatever. And then they just sat there and waited for this guy to turn up.
Bought him a Lamborghini or whatever.
And this guy turned up and he was like, and they went, oh, sorry, mate, we've crashed into your car. Here's like 200 grand.
Yeah.
And this guy was like, what? No. Yeah. And he's like, why are you filming me? He's like, it's for YouTube, but here's 200 grand. And he's like, I can't take 200 grand. And in the end, he went, all right, I'll take it.
Oh, life changer.
I know. I was like, where's Mr. Beast when I...
Yeah, man.
Run into me. Chop my leg off.
We need an English Mr. Beast.
We do. Mr. Bean. So we've got...
Fucking Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
So if anyone's into football, Calvin Phillips, you know who that is?
Yeah.
So 1 minute he was a fucking England player, yeah? And then he like went to Man City, rotted.
Yeah, was he gone?
Never played. Then he went to West Ham. And the other day, he came on, gave away a penalty. They end up losing the game.
Right.
And my mate described it. Not a shocker, not a stinker, not a nightmare. He said he's had a Mr. Beaner. And that is a nice term for someone who's just fucking
Harry McGuire
it up.
Had a few of them, didn't he, before he came
back? Oh, yeah. Sol Campbell was good for a Mr. Beaner.
Mr. Bean himself's really rich.
Is he still alive?
Rowan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a horrid name, isn't it?
I did a film with him, I've told you.
Did you?
Yeah, I did a scene with him. I've got it on my phone if you want to watch it.
Really?
I had a scene with him and he made me a brew. And I played Coked Up.
A brewski.
I played Coked Up DJ, which is a role I'd been preparing for many years.
Yeah. How did you get
method
that?
For about 10 years.
How did you get that part?
Yeah, and I played Coked Up DJ in a party in Johnny English 3, which is the sequel that nobody ever asked for.
Did it even get released?
Yeah, it's out. It's out there.
Some look at ITV2 me. Look how quickly I've slipped back into mocking other actors again.
Yeah. No, I'm not an actor, though. I'm not.
No, exactly, yeah. But after what happened to me, being found, being unearthed.
Mate, it's so funny. I'm so bad at it. I had a line that was like, what are you doing here? Or something like that.
Yeah.
And I had to be asleep and then did the record scratch, like took the needle off. And I had to go... what are you doing here? But I couldn't do it with any sort of convincing that they cut my line. They're like, did it like 15 times. And they're like, say it a bit more like this, Sam. And I was like, what are you doing here? It was so shit that in the end, they just
said, do it now. Pretend to be asleep. I was like, right.
And then they went,
right, I'll lift the radio,
What are you doing here?
Shit. Doing me.
All right.
What are you doing here?
You know, you're natural. You could be on EastEnders.
Can I do one more? Yeah. Just Leonardo DiCaprio always does the take and then he says, this is one for me. Okay. Did you know that?
No. Right.
What are you doing?
And then you laughed. You ruined it.
Oh,
God. That was your EastEnders audition and you fucked it.
I know. I should have just left it as one take. Fuck Leonardo DiCaprio and your techniques.
His second technique.
Reverse cowboy.
What, P. Diddy's sucking everyone off?
What's he been doing, actually?
Fucking hell. Have you seen that video of Justin Bieber in the nightclub?
No.
This is a video from about 20 years ago, and it's P. Diddy and one of his mates, and they're kind of huddled round something or other, and then all of a sudden, fucking Justin Bieber's head pops up and gives this really guilty look at the camera, like, one of the blokes kind of turns away like that. Yeah,
and he's like a 12-year-old.
Right? He's 18, whatever.
That's fine, then. So what's going on, pedo Diddy?
Is he
fucking like boys and kids?
I think it's fucking everyone. Yeah, shagging all his assistants and all blokes and.
What's wrong with that?
P Diddy is innocent. Free P Diddy. Free P Diddy.
No, as long as they're up for it, what's up with it?
No, but he's drugging them and that.
Okay, you left that bit out.
He's having parties and
Cosby
taking him. Kids off on their own and bumming them. And,
yeah, I don't think that's cool, P Diddy.
Come on, you're still defending it.
Jail P Diddy. Yeah, no, I don't like P Diddy anymore.
Nah, man. VAR check on P Diddy.
I will never ever listen to that.
50 Cent, he's having a field day because he's been mugging him off for ages. He's been just saying this guy's a cunt and blah, blah, blah for years, but not going into any detail. And now he's almost celebrating, like just doing random posts. I like this 50 kid.
I like 50 Cent. Seems like a good guy. I saw one headline that was 50's baby mama had left him for P. Diddy.
What?
Ages ago. Yeah. And she's been named in the court cases like as one of P. Diddy's paid sex ladies.
Wow.
Right? But she's come out and she said, I left 50. Because he was too
rich,
he was too horny in bed.
Too horny.
Like she said,
in
he
bed.
Was like he was too rough for me.
That sounds like something an AI bot would say. Too horny in bed.
Demanding too much shag, something like that.
That's not a phrase.
It is up north.
Demanding too much shag.
I've had some gin.
hold on. So you've just malfunctioned.
Paraphrasing.
You've come out with.
I did just fully malfunction.
What was it?
I?
Yeah, it was in bed too horny.
In bed too horny.
Demanding too much shag.
I did just freak out. Sorry about that.
Reverse cowboy.
He's come out and said he's got a massive dick, and the old M Dot, you know, the Jamaican rapper.
I mean, that's taking it too far, isn't it?
Yeah, no, that's.
He's a ginger man from Plymouth.
Yeah, but he's got a Sony deal now.
He might have a big dick. I don't know. But, you know.
No, but that's today's news. That's not just, I didn't make that up.
I don't think you would make that up.
I didn't make it up. Well, I've got a vivid imagination.
No, but it's a bit of
maybe not that wild.
It's a bit rubbish thing to make up. You're going to make something better up than that.
Yeah, true.
I started seeing Anthea Turner said that she's not got a fanny.
Did you not?
It's sad when anyone dies.
Yeah, of course it is.
But it's just a stupid sentence. No, but
you know, like a young, beautiful woman, you know?
Anyone young. They don't have to be beautiful. It's sad if they die.
Ugly young woman dying, not as sad.
It's about what's died within them, not what died on the outside.
I know, but, you know, Dolly Parton, 1960.
She didn't die.
I don't know.
Do you remember Carol Smiley?
She's not dead.
She's not dead, no. Yeah. She was quite smiley, wasn't she?
She had a long-necked beast.
Smiley?
She had that Ulrika Johnson kind of 90s long neck.
I don't remember her neck, but I remember thinking she was quite attractive.
Yeah, she was. I'll tell you the style of woman I like, just in terms of, like, the way they dress and that.
Right.
Do you ever watch A Place in the Sun?
I used to.
You know the estate agents of A Place in the Sun? There's not one in particular.
Right.
You know the way, it must be just the way they dress, the way they are.
Are they like a Spanish person or?
No, they're Spanish-English estate agent.
Expat estate.
Yeah, kind of expat estate agents, but they wear like summer dresses and
linens.
Like what Dolly Parton would wear in the 60s kind of stuff.
You're obsessed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're Tom Skinner's 60s Dolly Parton.
Well, Dolly Parton's like a gay icon, right? Is she not? She must be.
I think so, because she supported the gays since day one.
She must be. So mine's more kind of worse than yours in a way.
Why? Because she's gay.
Well, no, because she's like, I'm idolising like a gay icon.
What's wrong with that?
It makes me gay.
It does make you a bit gay.
It makes me a bit gay. Elton John, my favourite musician.
You're gay.
I must be gay.
Is it gay to suck your own cock?
Yeah.
It's pretty gay, isn't it? Depends how you do it.
Pretty gay, isn't it?
Depends how you do it. Put it this way, right? If we could suck our own cocks,
we wouldn't
be doing a podcast.
I would. I'd just be doing a podcast on my own about you who quit the podcast because you figured out a way to suck your own cock.
Well, that would be an interesting podcast. Okay. I'd listen to it while sucking my own cock.
Some people probably can.
Yeah, they can.
There'll be big dicked, small backed men out there who can kind of prawn.
Yoga guys will be able to do it.
Yeah, well, your mate Blunderfield can do it for sure.
He was getting off of a tree the other day, wasn't he?
No, he was on something massive. He was on some fucking huge, massive podcast the other day.
Well, he's a superstar. He stopped replying to my messages.
Well, there you go. Too small fry for him.
I messaged him off our reverse cowboy page.
He was on like, wasn't Joe Rogan or whatever, but it was one of those with a huge...
Well, he's a very interesting guy, isn't he? I mean,
well, I didn't find him interesting.
You just found him disgusting, but
my podcast.
He is interesting because he's off his head.
Well, yeah.
He was saying you can get high off opening your arsehole. You don't need drugs. You open your arsehole and breathe through your arsehole. Yeah. He calls it something else, and he's like...
Anal... Let's not...
Stinkhole or something.
Oh, stinkhole. I mean, come on,
he's
man.
A meme, though. He's doing this on purpose. He's clever. He knows how to market himself to make himself famous.
Maybe at the end of the day, he puts on a wig, gets changed out of his Bali gear, and, you know... goes and pretends to be a tramp in downtown.
Or just goes and eats like a McDonald's and smokes loads of fags.
Yeah, exactly.
He's another one who tried to save me. He said, I used to be an alcoholic and cocaine addict, and I can see you're one.
Yeah.
He said, save me for a minute. But then he just wanted me to go bro bonding with him in the woods, which
I
couldn't afford to go to because I really wanted to.
No, you can't do that.
I was going to do it for the podcast.
But I want to go bonding with you in the woods, but not like anal stuff. I want to do mushrooms.
Well, I've got loads. I bought them the other day.
How long did I last?
6 hours.
Fine.
It's fine, yeah. It's quite for the day. It's
amazing.
I got really tired by the end of it. I felt like it was beautiful. I had such a funny day. Laughing my head off at like twigs.
Oh, laughing, yeah.
Just laughing. But then by the end I was like, I'm so sleepy.
Oh, you got all sleepy in the woods?
Yeah, like a little bear wanted to sleep under some leaves.
That's nice.
I had to get home. Got home and I was really tired. But it was a lovely, lovely night's sleep afterwards.
I'd love to feel like a little
bear.
Let's
plan one.
Reverse cowboy.
You know, we have Chef Sean Connery who listens to us.
Yeah.
Who's like a Yorkshire chef, but he lives in Australia.
Yeah.
He's coming over to do the London Marathon.
He looks like Joe Pasquale.
He does, but he's coming over to do the London Marathon.
Should we support him?
I thought we should do a cookery show with him.
No, you know what we should do? This is a good idea. Yeah. We'll do a marathon special. We'll go out with Rick and the camera, and we'll go and interview some of the marathon characters.
Yeah, well, like those ones are dressed as Pudsey the Bear and shit.
Yeah, because he's only there. We'll go to the beginning.
All right.
And then we'll...
And then we'll have some beers with Sean Connery.
Yep. Right. Because I live in Greenwich, on the Marathon Sundays...
Where time began.
Or anywhere in London, actually. After the marathon, you get the marathon runner in the pub. Like, I've been dreaming of this since mile 16. You know, feet off, everyone's celebrating
Stinks.
Them. Feet off, shoes off.
Yeah.
Yeah, stinking.
You're not meant to run 26 miles.
Still with
a
gear on.
It's like not good for you, I don't think.
It's not good for you. I ran 20 miles in a day.
Round the park?
Yeah, and it was not good. Not good for your knee or your hip.
You're not meant to do that.
No, you're not meant to.
You remember Jade Goody did it without any training, like dressed as like, you know, Shrek or something.
Did she finish it?
No, she had like a heart attack halfway through or something. you know, I
dressed as Shrek.
Yeah, she was like something like Shrek's wife or whatever. She did it like for charity. She did no training.
Yeah, yeah, good.
She just went shout out Jade. She did that, like, went straight in. And nearly died.
Yeah, yeah. Well, fair.
I'd be the same as her.
Yeah.
Reverse cowboy.
Let the wind blow, hey, let the wind blow through the streets in Kiltago. All the lassies say, hello, Donald, where's your trousers? That's a little thank you to our Scottish listeners. I know there's a couple of you up there. And sorry for, you know, our English ancestors ruining Edinburgh and just making it posh and a bit English and, you know, all that naughty stuff we did to Mel Gibson. Yeah, sorry about that, and thank you for teaching us to fry things. Just off camera, All Right Fans is actually smoking illegal marijuana because he's a reggae fan. Have you seen they've legalised weed in Germany? Yeah. they kind of won the war, really, because they've got a better country now than us.
Yeah, they have not.
They fucking have.
Nice parts of Germany are lovely. Germany's fucking boring. Germany's, yeah, cool. I mean, some good parts are good, but it's fucked. Their economy's fucked as well.
I mean, like ours is thriving.
No, but theirs is truly fucked.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I don't even know that. I
don't know anything about economies.
But no, yeah, exactly. We completely made that up. No, but I do remember vaguely.
Their national deficit is enormous.
Well,
Anyone who pays attention to that is a nerd.
Yeah, I don't fucking care about your national debt.
Reverse cowboy.
I've been trying to learn astral projection.
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
No. Nope.
Astral projection is when you sort of go into this state in between sleep and awake, and you can exit your body, you have an out-of-body experience, and you can travel. So you could go, like, to your mate's house. You can fly through the skies, like, as, like, a... They say you're, like, made of, like, mist, right? And you can do it with your mind, this.
And we've all had dreams where we're flying.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe how do I fucking know? Like, I have dreams where I'm running, and then I bounce, and I bounce a bit higher, and I'm, like, swimming in the air. Well.
It's great, isn't it?
And you can swim around corners and stuff.
It's so good.
Yeah, so how do I know that? And how do... We're talking about the same feeling.
Well, it must be because... In a different universe.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's like, swimming, though. It's like swimming in it.
Swimming in the air.
You float down slowly, so you can push, and you can fly. Yeah, and I love those dreams. I've had them many times. And I wish we had that rather than this. It'd be better.
What, this podcast?
This reality. Yeah.
What, a dreams podcast?
Or just probably not doing a podcast, but being able to fly.
Swimming through the air.
Swim through the air.
Yeah, no, it is good.
It'd be good if you're the only person on the planet who could swim through the air.
But you never have a dream that you're swimming, ever.
No.
Yeah.
No, I had a dream that I went to the swim bath once and I opened the door at Brinskill Swim Bath and there was a nun being hung in front of me. It was like a horrible nightmare.
Really?
Yeah, when I was like 10, I was like, ah!
Fucking hell, that's dark.
It's dark as fuck.
A nun as well.
Yeah, she was like, as I opened the door into the bath.
Shit.
One cool thing that happened at Brinskill Basso to counter that once.
Remember the smell after chips and chlorine.
So good. When you're dead hungry after swimming.
Chips and chlorine.
Back in the day, I don't know if it's the same here, but in Brinskill, people used to just let the dogs out in the day, and the dogs would just go out on the day out on their own. Yeah, we used to do it with my dogs as well.
It's a safari park.
Yeah, honestly, we just let our dogs out in the morning.
What, on a Sunday?
Every day. You'd be like going to work, and dog would go out all day doing its
like
shit.
Like a cat.
Yeah, and the dog would just run around the village going mad.
Well, it's mental.
It is mental now, but everyone did it. And once someone's dog was just near us and we were like hanging around with it and we opened the bath doors and for a stick and it jumped into the bath. Into the swimming pool whilst everyone was in it, like swimming in it. That was a funny day.
Well, that is extreme comedy for a 10-year-old.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Oh, well done for that.
Yeah, I loved that day. Another day, like my mate Zach. His dog that he just let out every day was an Alsatian and it was violent.
Yeah.
And one day it just like ran past me and like bit my ear as it ran past me. And shit. And it carried on running past me and then it ran up onto the moors and it ate a sheep. It killed a sheep and ate a whole sheep. And then the farmer caught it and then the dog had to be put down.
Brinskill is lawless.
Oh, it is, yeah. We just let the dogs out.
Who let the dogs out?
Brinskill.
It's
one of the best songs of all time.
Baha Men, wasn't it?
You know, they had many more hits.
Or
as
Out
well.
Here Brothers. Do you remember them?
Boom, 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 yeah. And let me see you.
It's a golden era of shit music, isn't it?
But it's actually,
remember them like compilation albums?
It's actually quite good now.
Well, is it? Yeah,
what were they called?
Not now, but there was other ones like Smash Hits. And
there was like cheaper shitter ones like...
Dance 98.
Dance 98, yeah. And there'd be like a...
boom, boom, boom.
Corona would be on it.
Yeah, but there'd always be a weird mix. It'd be like... Four or five tunes you know.
Then, some really weird ones.
And then at the end, they've just filled it up with, like, the fucking Klaxons.
No, they weren't out yet. It was always bands that were made in...
No, but
like,
you know what I mean?
There'd be a weird gay duo from, like, Holland.
And then on CD2, there'd be a couple of good songs, and then it'd be the same again, like Dina Carroll.
Yeah, really weird ones. You'd have, like, Entrance, Set You Free. And,
that's
like,
a tune, though.
Absolute tune. You'd have that.
Fucking tune.
You'd
get
golden ones like that, and then you'd get utter dog shit.
Let me be a fantasy.
Yeah.
What a great show.
Oh, like a...
Come on.
And, no, yeah. Like, what's it called? I'm a dreamer.
Yeah.
Banger.
Yeah, man. Banger after banger on this podcast.
Did you ever hear the B-side of Cotton Eye Joe?
I wish.
I mean, it's so good. And I kept telling people this and they didn't believe me and I found it a bit ago. It's the same song, but they've done a new version because they were like from Holland or something.
What?
Yeah, like weirdly.
Not American?
No. They were just pretending to be like hillbillies.
I thought they were Texans.
But it like went into like their language, wherever they're from, and it was like, Van and been forgotten, Nigel. Hoard ahead and rush my gig. Where did you come from? Where
Flemish.
Yeah, and it was Flemish, like, but I liked it. I was like, this is good because I got caught in Nigel and I was rocking out.
No,
to
but
it.
I do. I've always done Hebrew Rihanna tunes.
We shouldn't probably do that now because that's like, supporting.
Hoos, broogie doogie, hoos, hoogie doogie, bruce, hoogie doogie doogie, hoos, hoogie de broogie de hoogie de hoos. Can you do it with most Rihanna tunes?
No, it does work that. Rihanna tunes maybe do work in a Hebrew context.
Yeah, they do, yeah. That's why she's so big in Israel.
Yeah, you know, but she should probably do something about that.
Yes, apparently she's going to get indicted. She's in the mix, my mum told me.
Indicted into what?
To this P. Diddy sex scandal shit.
She can do what she wants. She's Rihanna.
No, not Rihanna. Beyonce.
Oh,
did
Beyonce.
I say Rihanna?
Rihanna, yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, I meant Beyonce.
Beyonce's been noncing. Beyonce.
Yeah, apparently, yeah. Again, they're hiding in plain sight with a name.
See, she's a robot. I think she's like the first AI creation because when you see her in an interview, she's got no human aspect to her. She's like, oh, it was a great time making the album. And, you know, I just want to thank God and my father. And she's not real.
She was the first. She was like a gateway drug. I've said this before. She was like...
To black women.
No, to admitting that, you know, like, fuck, man, like this girl's hot and she's not white. You know, like, no, honestly, for at school, she was like the first, like, wow, fucking hell, have you seen that? The blonde one out of Destiny's Child. That's what she was known as.
She was like, she brightened up, didn't she?
Yeah, she was our dad's Tina Turner. She was like our version of Tina Turner, like an eye opener, like, whoop. Me, anyway.
Mine was Seema from the post office in Brinscore.
Seema?
The mum from the post office in Brinscore.
Was she ring?
She's so beautiful. They were an arranged marriage, the couple in the post office, and Seema was a goddess, right? She's still so beautiful. And the dude was just very, very normal. And he could tell he was just like, I got a very good deal here.
Hit the jackpot.
I got a fucking deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Deal of the century, yeah. And he was dead moody and miserable. And she's like the nicest woman in the world.
Imagine sitting there and the door opening and a fucking... And your mum and dad, it's all arranged and you can't get out of it. Mm. And the families are all aligned and she's a dog.
Well, you would never give your mum and dad like a Mother's Day present or a Father's Day present again. You'd be like, you've...
No, but someone's in that... There will be men in that situation.
Loads of them.
Of course.
But like... what's it called? Seema's husband's mum and dad. They like,
and
nah,
the other
we're
way around, like
one.
A big horrible man. You know, like for the girl as well. Yes, you know, like,
Seema could do better with me.
Yeah, Seema sounds great. How old is Seema though? She sounds quite old.
She's probably like late 50s, 60 now.
Pretty young for you. 67 podcasts, and you've never told me about Seema.
Yeah, no, I miss her. And once we went in the shop, and my mate Craig, there was this magazine, and it had on it front of it had a lollipop with like a worm in it. You remember when there was like that fascination with eating a tequila worm or something?
Yeah,
yeah. And it had like one of them in it. It was like, you know, who dares eat it? And my mate nicked that off it, and then he must have busted us because the next time we came in, he locked the doors and he was like, rah! You know, bollocked us and shit. But he locked us in there. Mm-hmm. I was like. Well, that's in the post office, bought to us. So we eventually got out and then we just threw a load of eggs through his window.
That's demasculating in front of Seema as well.
Yeah,
she can hear it. Because it was like, embarrassing.
Yeah, because I thought I was going to, like, you know.
Shag her.
Yeah, when she was giving me the papers for my paper run.
Yeah.
You know. But I got sacked as a paper boy from there as well.
Well, not by Seema, by him. Okay.
Yeah, because one day I thought, I just don't want to deliver him and I just threw him in a field.
Yeah, that was just classic paper boy technique.
Yeah, I thought,
once you get all the scratch cards out, this. All the free scratch cards.
Everyone rang up saying, where's my paper? And they're all in a field. Yeah.
Two little paper boys scratching on scratch cards.
Those scratch cards in the Daily Mail that never, there's never anyone won.
The last number you need is in the paper anyway.
I mean, life was simple back then.
Yeah, great times, man. Like,
sat in a rainy field doing the magic eye.
Oh, magic eye.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Fucking thing that was.
The nation was captivated.
Yeah,
better to do.
Yeah, that was horrible. It was a horrible feeling as well. You know when you get it.
Yeah.
So if anyone doesn't know what a magic eye was, like,
they're probably
doing them in Bulgaria. It's probably just started.
Just got there.
Someone in Bulgaria just slammed his fucking Game Boy on the table.
Choked on his push pop.
Got on the landline, started ringing Yellow Pages.
Reverse Cowboy.
Nostradamus, remember him?
Mm.
He's predicted that King Charles will be gone by the end of the year. And
it's a fucking odds on favourite.
I know, yeah.
It's not exactly.
I know, but he did do it about 500 years ago.
Wow, what? He said the king or the royal.
He says the gods disapprove of the king because he got divorced. The people will force out the king of the islands. A man will replace who was never expected to be king. Now, I'm hoping it's that little psychopath son of Prince William.
I hope he's Prince Harry just for the comedy.
Either Harry or that little psychopath. One.
Ah, the kid.
Yeah, not the little businessman kid.
The evil kid.
The evil kid. You know, Louis. Yeah.
Or whatever his name is.
Yeah, they keep him taking him out of royal engagements because he's just too trippy.
Yeah, give it to him.
He like punches Kate even though she's got cancer and stuff. He's like a madman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want him as king.
Yeah, I do.
You see the Kate AI video?
The Kate what?
The video saying where she announced she has cancer.
I've not seen it.
So she came out the other day because we've been speculating for months, haven't we? Where's Kate? Is she dead or whatever? So she came out and she always was a thin lady anyway, but she looked very frail, bless her. And she sat there in like a garden. She's like, she's been forced to do this by dickheads and journalists. But she's like, I've got cancer, basically. That's why I've been quiet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And but everyone's still like, it's AI. It's not real.
And the thing is, we're really, really dangerous time, right? Because we are like a year or two away from being unable to believe anything you see unless you see it with your own eyes.
I mean, right now it's pretty much there.
We're more or less there. But what I'm saying is, at the moment, you can still just about tell, yeah? Fast forward a couple of years, yeah, and you won't be able to. So what will happen is, for example, there'll be a video come out saying it's Kate Middleton, I've got cancer, blah, a thingy released. Mm. Then Kate Middleton will put a video out saying, this is not true, this is the real me, blah, blah, blah. Then another AI one will come out and say, I'm the real Kate Middleton, they are both fake, and there'll be a fucking army of AI, and you just
maybe it will destroy celebrity, though, it might be good. Because we'll just be like, I don't care, because I don't know if it's
not
real.
Not even you.
Like, Heat Magazine's going to be shit, because we'll be like, well, don't know if it's true.
I'm going to stop buying Heat Magazine one of these days.
Subscription.
Not when I'm just 17.
It's going to be good for, like, me and you, though, when the video of us having a public meltdown.
It's not us.
He was like, no, that wasn't me.
It's AI.
Like, with a swastika written drawn on my forehead, like pissing in aisle 7 of Tesco.
Already, all right, so AI is the turbo version of what I'm about to say, which is already now, if you get caught, if someone was to message your missus and say, this is all right, fans saying blah, 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 da, 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 you could just say, no, it's not. It's just fucking doctored. Mm. Yeah. So easy to do.
I know that looks like my dick, but AI knows what my dick looks like.
No, not dick. I'm on about messages.
I know, yeah. Yeah, it's easy, yeah.
But then again, yeah, the dick.
No, but that will happen, yeah.
So that's not my dick.
No. So basically, do whatever you want.
Yeah, do what you want.
Yeah. You're right, though, on a serious note. It's going to be really interesting to see how it pans out because as a society, we all go,
do you know what it is?
Look at this person's done this. It's a big part.
I'll use it as an example, yeah. We're all so stuck to them fucking things and we're so wide open to being bumped. And the perfect example, the George Floyd thing, how reactive we are as a society and how something you see can make a whole massive amount of people not involved with it go mental in different directions. Mm. Yeah?
That's often a good thing, though, historically.
But what I'm saying is, imagine when AI could bring a fucking, in 2 years, bring out any video they want about one,
but
whatever.
Then it's like, but someone's going to say, no, that's my dad and he's not dead. You know,
no,
so,
but it's an imaginary guy. They're creating an AI guy.
But everyone will say, I don't know him. He's not real.
Well, no, everyone's going to go, I don't know him. Who does that when something happens? Everyone starts running around like, I don't know this bloke.
Well, you can search records for who exists easily.
Yeah, but they'll just fake that.
To be honest, I'm at the point where I'm like, let's see how mental it can get. Like, let's go. I'm fuck it.
Yeah.
Because it's terrifying. But then what can you do about it? Nothing. You know, this is like Terminator 2, but it's really boring and slow.
Good. All I'm saying is, AI, good luck creating an F-drop, because you can't, because they'll never see anything quite like this ever again.
I mean, it will make one now, because you've challenged it.
Yeah.
It'll be like, must make a new F-drop.
Reverse cowboy.
There's a cool new guy who's going around, he's been caught shoplifting, and he wears a kilt, and then he shoves stuff up his arse.
Well, or does he Hulk? Because I've seen those old kind of Roma gypsy women do that, you know, with the long skirts.
Really?
Yeah, they massive items, like fucking tellies and, honestly, massive items, and they just clamp them between their thighs because they've got all that gear on.
Never underestimate a woman.
Great big long skirts, yeah.
They're powerful creatures.
Waddle off like that with them.
A microwave. Oh. See, I'm a supporter of this that behaviour. Because, yeah, fuck it. I mean,
it's an ancient technique. You've probably been whacking stuff between the legs and then hold your hands up and go, well, I haven't got anything.
Maybe it's worth, I might go. Like,
no one's going to say, lift your skirt up.
I get a dress and then I can do that.
I'll do it with you.
I told you I nicked a telly once from Master and got away with it.
Yeah, you should.
You don't need to put it on, you just need to be cocky. But yeah, this man, he's got a kilt on, he's walking around shoving stuff up his ass.
Well, actually, what, up the ass?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He's nicked a makeup brush, an antique bottle opener. He goes to antique stores mainly, and he places things up his anus.
Did I send you the video of the Tesco bum sniffer?
Yes. Yeah, I loved it.
Good guy.
He's very rapid, isn't he? he darts over, you know, to
he's clever.
Ass.
He arches his neck in a way that his nose is first.
Like. Yeah, he's very, very good at it.
Yeah.
CCTV should not exist, and it should not be calling him out because he's not doing anyone any harm.
Yeah, no.
He's just
not.
Enjoying himself.
It's a shame we can't put short little videos in the chat on the Patreon.
No, and you can't put a video in the chat, can you?
No.
It's still so fucking like Windows 95 Patreon. It is. even though they've updated it, it's still shit.
Oh no.
So shit.
Reverse cowboy.
You know how California's gone full dystopian?
Well,
like
Scotland
the poor are really, really poor.
We've got to talk about Scotland in a minute. We'll go on. Yeah.
The rich are really rich and the poor are just fucked.
Yeah.
You know, they're always on those like weird drugs, just zombies.
Yeah, zombies.
Yeah, well, someone got hit by a train, sadly, and died. And then this guy who was like a homeless dude who's been seen running off with the leg, yeah, and went to his little, you know, those like...
What an edit.
Those movie scenes where they've got a barrel with a fire in in an alleyway. He's cooking it on that and eating it.
Wow.
Eating the leg. And that,
savage.
That, we're in 2024 and there's a man doing that in California. It's like, this is how far we've gone. And I'm like, because I see how mad it'll get.
Yeah, it's fucked. It's fucked.
But he's been arrested for it. But I mean, well, at least he'll get a nice place to sleep.
At least he's, I'm not surprised.
Thing is, if I got hit by a train and my leg flew off somewhere, I'd rather someone hit it than just it went, you know, in the ground.
Would you? Your whole life you've had that leg.
I don't care.
You've got a tramp gnawing on it over
he's
a
hungry.
Fucking barrel with his crackhead mate. No,
he's hungry.
Not for me.
Well, who else is going to eat it? He's either going to get burnt by the incinerator or a worm's going to eat it.
Yeah, let the worm have it, man. More deserving.
Mm. Did you used to chop worms in half when you were a kid because they, like, fucked off? Like,
yes, and I kind of regret it.
I do, because I learned afterwards that they die. I thought I was making more worms.
I can't remember doing it, but I know I would have done. But maybe not more than once. It's quite a...
Kids are brutal, aren't they?
I used to put salt in snails.
You don't know the personality of the snail, though. It might have...
Oh, man, it's not a nice way to go. So if you get a snail and you get table salt...
In the shell?
Like, in the bit where he hides... Turn him over, pour the salt in there, and it fizzes.
He's melting. Does it?
Yeah. Fizzes.
Not a good way to die.
Nah, horrible, man.
Yeah, weird how they react so badly to salt when salt's everywhere. But it's shit when it's icy for a snail and a slug.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, slugs are like homeless snails, aren't they?
Would you rather be a slug or a snail? Don't want to be too wacky, but like...
Snail, you got a little house, you can chill.
Yeah, I know, but do you want to be carrying that junk around with you? Do you reckon a slug must go to a snail? What you going to do with all that junk?
They don't seem to move any faster, though.
Listen, they're all shit.
They eat shit. They eat dog shit.
What about when you just see, now and again, you'll just see a fucking slug like a cigar. You know them brown ones?
And orange ones.
Orangey. Yeah, round the edge, orange.
You ever stamped
what
on one?
What the fuck is your purpose, man?
They explode like a fucking, like a rice pudding.
Really?
I stood on my bouncy once and it like...
Well, it's not solid slug. It's
like burst,
it's got
like
guts
a bag.
In that.
Yep. I stood on one of my bare feet once.
Oh, no.
It was horrible. They explode, slugs. It's well grim.
Yeah, no.
You know, like, get rid of slugs. I might
salt,
be a vegan, but eat
everywhere.
As many chickens as you want because they ate the little dinosaurs.
Salt all over your garden.
Kill slugs and snails.
Mm.
Anyway, next topic.
If you are mentally ill like us and would like more of this shite, then please sign up to our Patreon.
Oh, I've got no neighbours.
Was Ebby?
No, that side.
And we need to ask about Ebby, though.
So I've got Ebby and the gang there.
Yeah. Deirdre and John.
Old Roger there. Roger the cop. There.
Next Roger. Who's Roger?
The old man next door.
Right.
And then the final house. Brazilian family with kids.
No way.
Unbelievable, yeah. So I've been over there. I give them an Easter egg.
You're a nice neighbour.
Well, for the kid.
Yeah, and you're like, Oh, I've got a Brazilian bird here too.
Yeah, I told him twice. Told him twice now that I've got...
Play some football.
I've got Brazilian missus and two kids, and if you want to play, you can play football and come and play with the toys and that.
And they're like, we've come here to get away from Brazil.
Yeah, we're like, fuck off, man.
Yeah, we don't want... Oh, we hate Brazilians.
Reverse cowboy.
The UK is getting more and more like America, isn't it? And one way I've noticed it is names. We're getting like mental names now, right? So this woman I was reading about in the paper...
Mm.
She's called Briley Coates, like Briley, B-R-I-L-E-Y.
Yeah.
That's an American
she's
name.
Got a, what she's
name.
Got there is a face full of contouring.
Yeah, and like in Manchester, every girl's got the same face.
Mm, it's a lovely face, though.
They all look really fit, though, yeah.
What about that creep who plots up in Manchester with a hidden camera?
Yeah.
That's so not... That's
he's
so,
going to get knocked out, him, though.
No, but people have caught him before, and then he shits himself and calls the police come and say, listen, you shouldn't be doing it, but there's not a law to stop you doing
so
it.
Why has no one just beaten him up before he can...
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe they have, and I've not seen that bit, but someone fucking...
He hangs
should.
Around outside, like, Albert Sloss and just, like, films
yeah,
girls.
Yeah, films girls walking about at an angle where you can half see up their skirt and that. He's fucking horrible.
Yeah, it's a, there's no need for
it's
that.
It's like a kind of tall... You wouldn't imagine it was him, to be honest. He's like a... I don't know, is he Australian or...
Is it Charlie...
Dutch or something?
Who's Charlie... Charlie...
He looks like him. Charlie Veitch. It's not him, but it looks like him.
Yeah, he's another Manchester lurker.
He's a prick.
Proper prick.
He got beat up though, didn't he? By a lot of black kids, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, he did about time.
Yeah, because he was really mean to people, like homeless people.
He's the walking, cycling Mikey... He's the fucking...
He's a bully, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a big bully. And he's about 6.5 foot and he's this big Scottish bloke who... Walks around, but
he bullies the homeless people.
I'm not defending Cycling Mike here, but at least that cunt, and he's a cunt, waits for people to commit a crime, what is a crime on paper, and you know, whereas this bloke just walks up to people, so he'll find someone like a nutter or a tramp, you know, talking to himself or whatever, and he'll walk up to him and go, you're going to talk to yourself all day long because the whole public don't want to listen to it. He's not South African.
He provokes people, doesn't he?
He provokes people into,
and he's
like,
mean.
Yeah, and then he says, come near me, I'll give you a slap.
And then
he's a wanker.
He'll throw some like heroin
at
it on the floor.
He kicks him. That's self-defense.
Oh, I'm glad he's got beaten up. Yeah. I hope it was on camera.
Yeah, it was.
I'm going to watch that when I get home.
Reverse cowboy.
Oh, you sent me a good video about that monkey gang in Thailand.
Did I?
Yeah.
Monkeys?
There's a town in Thailand and monkeys have taken over.
Oh,
there's two rival gangs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're meeting in the street. Like, people are just trying to go to work and stuff. No, like there'll be like 50 monkeys on one side and 50 on another and they get in the middle and swat each other.
Yeah.
And like, everyone's like, oh, fucking hell.
Like two football firms.
It's brilliant.
And the others watch and, oh, are they all fighting or is it just two? I didn't watch
it. There's something in the back like doing the thing that football fans do.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah. It's like, yeah, come in here. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like,
the Millwall, that's called the Millwall Crab.
Is it? Like, yeah. The backwards and forwards
no,
thing.
No, it's like, right,
yeah, they're doing that.
The Millwall Crab.
Yeah. Monkeys have evolved to the stage of the Millwall Crab, which is amazing.
We should go crabbing.
Catching them?
Yeah.
I used to do that all the time when I was a kid.
Go seaside in the summer, go crabbing.
Come on, mum's house. She lives on the beach.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I used to get them and catch crabs, and then there was this like stone slope, and me and my mate, we'd put two of them at the top and let them race down, and they'd slide down and flop into the sea. Now I feel they're bad because I probably hurt their feet.
Nah, what, a crab in the sea?
The claws, like sliding down concrete and then slamming into them.
No way, man, they're tough as old boots, crabs.
They might have rounded claws now.
You're not going to hurt a crab's claw, mate. More likely to hurt a fucking slide.
It's a bit mean to make them have a race down some concrete, but
mate,
yeah.
You worry too much. I know you're a vegan and that, but slide a crab anywhere if you're by the sea.
All right, let's go and do sliding some crabs.
Reverse cowboy.
One thing I learned the other day,
You
know D-Day in World War II?
Yeah.
Do you know what the D in it stands for? That's a no.
Do I know it? You tell me. I don't, do I?
It stands for day. So it's just day, which is, I think we should have lost the war just for being so thick to
that
do
is, that.
That
really
so
is.
So shit. Day. Who thought of that?
Reverse cowboy.
Right, sorry about ourselves. We've got a special guest coming up.
Maybe. Grazie, Chagina, everybody.
Reverse cowboy.
Pretty, please like and subscribe. We love you, Shaggers. Kiss, kiss.